Podcast 42, Sermon for Easter Sunday, the 4th of April, 2021. Who is the Easter Bunny anyway? The Gospel reading for this podcast is Mark chapter 16, verses 1 to 8. Easter's an interesting time in these days in New Zealand. Our culture seems to think Easter is, in the words of a recent newspaper article, a chance to overindulge in consuming chocolate and eat your own body weight in hot cross buns. But where do we get all this stuff about bunnies and eggs and chocolate from? At least hot cross buns have a visible link to the Bible story of the resurrection of Jesus through the cross symbol on the top. Children are sometimes puzzled about what Easter is about as well. By the way, children don't always get what you're trying to tell them, and sometimes it's hard to know what they're thinking. I can remember my brother telling me a story about him trying to explain something to one of his nieces. She was gazing intently at him as he gave his explanation, and he thought, "I'm really getting through here. She is really concentrating on what I'm saying." At the end of his explanation, he said, "So, Tanya, do you understand that now?" And she looked him straight in the eye and said, "You got hairs up your nose." There is understandably a lot of confusion in our society about Easter. The Christian message of Easter seems to get lost in a blizzard of chocolate Easter eggs, hot cross buns, store sales, and repeat controversy over what Easter trading hours should be. In our secular culture, this is what Easter is about. There's a YouTube clip of a 3-year-old Scottish girl who's also confused about what Easter is about. Her accent was a little bit difficult, so I've made a transcript of her key questions. Here are some of the questions she was asking her dad about Easter. First, are Easter Bunny and Jesus best pals? Good question. Is Easter Bunny in the Bible? Well, that's pretty clear. No. Does he carry a basket of eggs all the time? Yes, well, that would be difficult. Does Jesus totally love chocolate then? Maybe. What do you think Jesus' favourite chocolate is? Ooh, yeah, well. And then at the end she says, "You know what I really don't get? Bunnies don't even lay eggs." At least she got the message that Jesus had something to do with Easter and there was something about the Bible. So what are the origins of the Easter celebration? Originally, the Christian feast celebrating the resurrection was celebrated by the church at the same time as the Jewish Passover, for obvious reasons. Passover, or Pesach, is when all the original events occurred. After 325 AD, following the Council of Nicaea, the church decided, for a range of reasons, to celebrate the resurrection at a different date to the Jewish Passover, but we'll come to that later. In this year, 2021, by the way, Easter and Passover do occur on the same weekend. So in AD 595, Pope Gregory sent a mission of 40 monks led by a Benedictine called Augustine, who was later the first Archbishop of Canterbury. He sent this mission of 40 monks to England with instructions to convert the pagan inhabitants to Christianity. Now, Pope Gregory instructed Augustine to allow the outward forms of the old heathen festivals and beliefs to remain intact, but wherever possible, to superimpose Christian ceremonies on them. So the feast day of Easter was originally a Northern Hemisphere pagan celebration of renewal and rebirth. Celebrated in the early spring, it honoured the pagan goddess Oestre, and that's the root word for our word for the female hormone, estrogen. The symbol for this goddess, Oestre, was, guess, a rabbit or a hare. So when the early missionaries in Britain converted the Saxons to Christianity in the 6th and 7th century, the feast of Oestre was overprinted with the Christian celebration of Jesus' resurrection. But they didn't try to change the name. It kept the original pagan name of the festival, which in our modern English language is Easter. And as I've stated earlier, this was a deliberate policy of the Benedictine monks who were seeking to convert pagans in Anglo-Saxon England to Christianize the existing feasts and celebrations rather than try and change them or suppress them. So that at least goes some way towards explaining our present day culture preoccupied with Easter being associated with things like eggs and rabbits. Both of these are leftovers from the pagan spring fertility festival, which was co-opted into being a Christian festival. The Christian explanation, of course, said that these things, Easter eggs and bunnies, were symbols of new life in God. For us as Christians, of course, Easter means something quite different from just hot cross buns and chocolate eggs and rabbits. The meaning of Easter is Jesus Christ's victory over death. His resurrection symbolizes the eternal life that is granted to all who believe in him. The meaning of Easter also symbolizes the complete verification and justification of all that Jesus preached and taught during his three-year ministry. If he had not risen from the dead, if he had merely died and then not been resurrected, he would have been just another teacher or rabbi. However, his resurrection changed all that and gave final and irrefutable proof that he really was the Son of God and that he had conquered death once and for all. So Easter is our commemoration of Christ's death and resurrection. As Paul notes in 1 Corinthians 15, if there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. More than that, we are then found to be false witnesses about God, for we have testified about God that he raised Christ from the dead. But if he did not raise him, in fact, the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised either. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. Paul recognized at a very early point in the development of the church that Christianity stands or falls on whether Christ is risen from the dead or not. Our three-year-old Scottish girl missed out on getting that part of the Easter story. And it's our business as Christians to make sure that the people around us don't miss out on the true meaning of Easter.